You're listening to Vatican Radio.
Thousands of people joined Pope Francis in St. Peter's Square on Sunday for the weekly recitation of the Angelus.
Cari fratelli e sorelle, buongiorno.
With the sun peeking through slightly overcast skies, the Holy Father spoke on the Gospel reading for the 30th Sunday in Ordinary Time. In the day's Gospel, Jesus is asked, which is the greatest commandment in the law? Pope Francis noted that the question was insidious, because there were more than 600 precepts found in the Old Testament.
Ma Gesù non ha alcuna esitazione.
But he said, Jesus answers without hesitation. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your mind. And the Lord adds, you shall love your neighbor as yourself. This response, the Pope continued, is not obvious, because in some ways the Ten Commandments, given directly by God to Moses, could be said to be the most important, because they were the conditions of the covenant between God and his people. But Jesus wants us to understand that without love of God and of our neighbor, there can be no true fidelity to the covenant. In answering the Pharisees who had posed the question, Jesus sought to help them put their religious devotion in the right order, to help them understand what truly matters and what is less important. In fact, Pope Francis said Jesus' own life was an example. His words and actions always showed what was truly essential, love.
L'amore dà slancio e fecondità alla vita e al cammino di fede.
Love, the Pope said, gives impetus and fruitfulness to life and to the journey of faith. Without love, both life and faith remain sterile. The idea proposed by Jesus corresponds to the most authentic desires of our heart, the Pope continued. In fact, we were created precisely in order to love and to be loved. God, who is love, has created us in order to make us partakers of his life, to be loved by him and to love him, and to love with him all other persons.
Questo è il sogno di Dio per l'uomo.
This, Pope Francis said, is God's dream for man. But we can realize this dream only by being open to God's grace. It's only through his grace that we are able to receive within ourselves the capacity to love. And it is precisely for this reason that Jesus offers himself to us in Holy Communion. In the Eucharist, the Pope said, we receive his body and his blood. That is, we receive Jesus in the greatest expression of his love, when he has offered himself to the Father for our salvation. Pope Francis concluded his remarks with the prayer that the Holy Virgin might help us to welcome in our lives the great commandment of love of God and of our neighbor. I'm Christopher Wells.